That was Caligula's Horse with their latest tune, Ocean Rise, taken from their latest album, Rise Radiant, released just last week. You're tuned into The Pulse with me, Hanif Baharudin and Darul Ong.
Yes, and now we've come to a segment we like to call...
By the way, Spotify, in their quest to dominate the world of audio and not just music specifically, has decided to splurge upwards of $100 million to bring the Joe Rogan Experience podcast to its platform this September. And by the end of the year, it will be available exclusively only on Spotify.
So if you're a Joe Rogan fan, you have to have Spotify
you
now.
You have to have Spotify to listen to Joe Rogan. He will retain full editorial control over the show, but the exclusivity deal is an interesting one. So, like you said, will fans of Joe Rogan, who has been consuming his podcast on different platforms, move to Spotify to continue listening to him? And as for Spotify, this is just the next step in consolidating their influence in the audio industry.
Yeah,
before Joe Rogan, they've already acquired other big podcast productions, including Gimlet Media for $195 million and Parcast for $55 million. So they're not stopping in their aim to make its platform the go-to platform for all things audio. Just a curious question to our listeners out there, or to even you, Darul. Will you subscribe to a platform that you're not subscribed to just to listen to one of your favorite shows?
For me personally, no. I mean, I already have Spotify, but let's say it's Tidal, for example, right? Joe Rogan Experience on Tidal. I wouldn't, because there'll be some way where some guy will record the audio and put it up online.
I like how resourceful you are.
It will happen, trust me. But yeah, Spotify really heavily putting their mark on the podcast landscape with this acquisition, that's for sure. Also, by the way, tomorrow night we'll see a host of Manchester music stars that are supporting a mass doorstep sing-along event. The likes of Liam Gallagher, Mark Owen of Take That, James Tim Booth will be part of the Together in One Voice event, where they'll be introducing live renditions of their songs, which will be sung by the public. The event is set to feature a special set list of songs and will be streamed via MIF Live, the Manchester International Festival's online channel. Among the songs in the set list will be Take That Shine and People's Search for the Hero, Tom Walker's Leave the Night On, and of course, the number one guitar song, and Liam Gallagher's in the mix, right? So, Oasis Wonderwall.
Oh my God, of course. I don't know be happy or to be tired. Oh,
it's all for a good cause, Hanif. All for a good cause. The soundtrack will feature 20 different community choirs and around 30 musicians around the city region who all in their last few weeks have been recording themselves playing their instruments and singing their parts in isolation in their own home. A great initiative to make all music fans feel connected despite the need to keep a distance.
By the way, Sony has filed a patent for a soundtrack generator that matches music to your emotions, and people are speculating that this could probably be for its upcoming next-gen console, the PlayStation 5. I'm looking forward to that console personally, but probably not going to buy it soon. Yeah. So what it is basically is an AI-powered system that adapts background music to game scenarios and a player's activity. This feature will be able to map emotions such as tension, joy, and fear to musical components, including rhythm, melodic structure, and harmonic density. It will then train algorithms to play sound that trigger the desired feelings and dynamically responds to your actions in-game, the time of day, how long you have been playing, and so on.
So wait, this AI would actually see look at your mood in the game or your real life?
I think mood based on how you've been playing the characters and how long have
I
you been
see.
Playing. Yeah. So it's not technically looking at your own personal emotion, but rather how long you've been playing and how you control your character.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So of course, if you have been following PS5's development, you will probably know that sound is also an area that they're planning to prioritize on. So will this make it in time for the PS5's launch? We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, music is a big part. The soundtrack is a big part of any game, right? So this would be kind of like a dynamic soundtrack. Everyone's experience won't be the same if you're playing the same game.
Yep.
That's very interesting. That brings us to the end of our By The Way segment. Darul, Hanif with you on The Pulse. We're about to get out of here, but we have a couple more tunes for you. Here's a tune from Whitney and Rain right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.